Dating can be very expensive. That's why you shouldn't do it.
No, that's not true.
If you have to date, you should find a way to do it spending as little money as possible. And that's what Joseph did, who's on the phone for a second date update today. His email said that he found some awesome cheap date ideas because he didn't want to spend a bunch of cash on a first date.
That's great.
And it sounds like it worked okay, except he's not getting a call back. Yeah. What's up, Joseph? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right.
Pretty good. So you came up with a bunch of cheap date ideas?
Yeah, I'm kind of between jobs right now, so I'm just trying to save up money, you know, because bills still happen. Yeah.
I think that's fantastic. You don't need a lot of money to woo a woman at all.
Well, I mean, I think it helps, but I got to keep the job.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's never a bad thing, necessarily. What's the name of the girl that you want to call today?
Stephanie.
Stephanie. Okay. And where'd you meet her?
Well, I didn't delete my dating app. Just because I've not been working. And so she sent me a message, and she was really pretty, and I liked the way her hair framed her face, so I took a chance. And
what? Well, so you like the way the hair framed her face?
Yeah, it really makes her eyes pop. She's got these pretty blue eyes.
I've just never heard that
before. You are so cute. Or a hairstylist. I'm not sure which.
Yeah.
Nothing against hairstylists, but I'm not that.
Okay.
But you noticed that her hair framed her face nicely.
Nice hair framing, girl.
Was that your opening line?
I'd go for it, man.
Oh. Well, I'm sure I brought that up, yeah.
I think it's fantastic. So, I mean, what was your cheap date idea?
Well, I Googled, like, free and cheap dates, and as I read the things that came up, I decided to combine a few of them to make, like, one cool date.
Okay.
So I invited her to, like, walk around this neighborhood, right? But not, like, some place that has a bunch of shops and places she might want to go and spend money, but, like, houses, like, pretty houses and stuff.
Wait, you, what? Like, a residential neighborhood?
Totally. Like, rich people's yards and their houses.
Okay.
Okay. So you walked around basically casing rich people's homes in case you ever wanted to rob them later.
Yeah, you know, we would try car door handles, see if they were open, and see what was like. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, why not?
I'm kidding. We didn't do that.
Okay, did she seem to enjoy that?
I thought she was having a great time. She was smiling a lot and laughing at it, but I could feel like she was, like, holding back her laughter because she didn't want to, like, be too excited. I don't know, but we had a really good time.
Wait. So, wait, the date was walking around rich people's houses?
No, that was just the first part.
Okay.
Because it just so happened that at the end of the neighborhood walk, we came upon this park where there was a free concert.
Nice.
And so we listened to these old ladies. They were probably professionals at some point, but they weren't, like, famous or anything.
You watched old people sing in a park.
Yeah, and it was mostly old people around or, like, families with some kids, and it was pretty cool.
Okay.
And, like, nothing was by accident. You know, I planned all of this. I knew exactly when to start walking through the neighborhood and when we would finish so that the concert would be starting up. And
nice.
I obviously acted like I didn't know.
Seems like a
cheap free date is a lot more effort and planning than one where you just spend money and go out to eat.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, it was like a work of art, just a free work of art.
It sounds like a lovely date.
I thought so.
Did you guys do anything else, or was that the whole date?
No. Well, then there was a farmer's market at the park.
Oh.
Awesome.
Like one of those pop-up ones?
It's famous for having free samples.
Nice.
Okay.
So we just made the tour of the farmer's market and got, like, a couple plates full of appetizers.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Free everything.
Never thought of that.
Yeah, I mean, it couldn't have been a better free date. She couldn't have asked for more.
Sounds all right. Like it.
Well, why do you think she's not calling you back then?
I don't know. This is what I think it is. She said something. I don't even remember what she said but it was something that made me laugh. And I said, I love you.
What?
No.
Wait, hold up. I thought this whole time we were harping on the free date because that's why you thought she wasn't calling you back. Not that you dropped the L bomb.
Oh, my gosh.
But I didn't mean it like that. I was just like, it just, like, came out of me because I was enjoying her personality and her sense of humor.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What did you do? Were you backpedaling like crazy?
No, because it sort of, like, ended the conversation.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Usually it does if you're on a first date and you tell somebody you love them. It's like, usually a shock.
She didn't say anything about it, or she didn't, like, show any facial reaction, but we just kind of moved on.
Oh, my God.
I wanted to say something, but I didn't want to offend her, like, make her feel bad, like... Oh, just kidding. I actually don't have affection for you because I did, but I wouldn't said I love you.
Oh, okay. That is obvious. Like, what else could it be? That has to be it, right?
I would hope not, but that's all I can think of.
Did you ever recover from it, or was how'd everything end?
The rest of the day was okay. It was great up until that point. There was effort made after that, clearly, but it wasn't the same.
Right.
Okay, you haven't heard from her since your date?
We've texted a little bit, but it looks like it's not going anywhere.
And you haven't brought up the I love you moment at all?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Okay.
You should tell her again and just tell her that you meant it.
Yeah, double down.
No, no.
All right, well, we'll play
maybe
a song,
later.
Come back, and then call her and see if the fact that you said I love you on your first date is the reason you're not getting a call back.
All right, thank you.
All right, we'll get your second date update right after this.